Well, I finally did it. Every semblance, S-E-M-B-L-A-N-C-E. Every semblance from the past is gone. Every one of them. Every single memory, semblance, whatever. Even the property I'm remodeling, I'm changing the looks of it, the feel of it. I'm changing everything that it will not resemble the past memory-wise. And all the digging and all the post hole diggers and all the changes in different color, different wood, different paint, everything that I've done is to get rid of any kind of memory that's tied to any kind of past thing, right? And I promise you, that's the game. They want you to live in the past, and oh no, I'm not. Somebody died, somebody's dead, somebody's left, they want you to chase them, they want you to look at them, they want you to remember. Instead of looking to Jesus, they want you to live in the past. Oh no, they said this, they went here, they disappeared. And then notice the system always tries to, I had somebody about last, I think it was last year, maybe last year or 2 years. I mean, some lady I dated a long time ago that I didn't even think about. She came by the job. Had an excuse to come by the job. I just looked and talked to somebody. I looked at her and I thought, what in the world are you doing, woman? Anyway, the past, the blast from the past, right? I don't even know what that means. But when you finally, you start to cut off, you change the memories from the past, you're actually shifting your reality. And the devil, the Matrix, the Illuminati, your old identity doesn't seem to like it. But when you force it, you force that change, there's always a little remnant that tries to pull you back to the earth plane, you know? There's always some kind of remnant that tries to pull you back to the fickle earth plane. When you start to renew your mind in the spirit, you have to remember those little twinges or tweaks or whatever you want to call it that always tries to show back up. It's like on the tip of my tongue. I'm trying to explain it where somebody new might understand what I'm talking. Somebody who's never tried it. It's almost like a, how do you explain it? It's kind of like if you moved to another country and had to speak another language, right? So let's say I moved to France and learned French. Okay, let's say I moved to France and I learned French, right? And so I went to France and everything was in French, right? Everything. The French food, the French, what do you call it? The French traditions and everything was, I moved to France and everything was related to France. I became a French man. So you moved to France and you became a French person. Everything about you, the culture, everything. And then, all of a sudden, and they only speak, they'll say they only spoke French, you know. They didn't really have any English speaker or Spanish speaker. And then all of a sudden, You've been over there for a couple of years, your identity's changed. You might have been over there 10 years. And then all of a sudden, somebody speaking English shows back up. Somebody speaking English tries to talk to you in English and reminds you, let's say you were raised in the USA and only spoke English. And you left and you went over there at 10 years old or something like that. You went over there at 10 and your identity was just French, you know? And then somebody came over there and started speaking, I don't know, maybe 16 years old, maybe 18, 20. Let's say you were in the USA for 20 years and then you moved to France and then you're like 60 or 70 or whatever and somebody's shows up speaking English and you haven't even used English in so long you forgot English and they started speaking English to you and it's like, what?
Connecting to OnStar.
Crazy radio. I'm trying to clean the screen. I don't know what's wrong with it. Anyway, so you went to France, got your new identity, and then somebody from your English either calls you or texts you or email you or mails you a letter. Let's say you say mail you a letter all the way over there. It's the same thing. You step into your new identity, and the devil, the matrix, the machine, the ma creatures, always trying to, and even their conversation, old ways of thinking, ideologies, you know, it could be, let's say you've grown spiritually and you think a lot different, and these people, let's say you become an investor, and everything you do is just looking at life as an investor, and then these other creatures come around you, and they just see things as just a, they see life as just a consumer. You're an investor and your mindset is investing and their mindset is just consuming. And they come in and you're talking to them and you've renewed your mind into an investing mindset and now everything they think about is consumption. That's a real thing. If you don't understand that, sorry. That is a real thing. And so that happens as you, and then when you finally say, I've cut off the past. Let's say you moved to France and you still had an address over here in the USA. And you finally sold that house or sold that property or that land or whatever it was. And you finally just had one last piece in that other country and you're finally just gone and you're gone for good. That's what I'm talking about. You cut all ties to the old identity, the old residence, put it that way. And those familiar spirits try to get back in. They hate you, but they pretend to love you. Those familiar spirits always trying to get back in your world, because that's why they're called familiar spirits. You're familiar with that. You become familiar instead of just completely cutting off 3D and you're just walking with Jesus in the 5D. That familiar spirit kicks back in, you know?